Okay, so you know how the holidays are coming up,
Right.
and we're all trying to figure out like what to get the kids in our lives,
Yeah.
especially, when you're trying to support a second language. So that's what we're diving into today.
Okay.
Finding the perfect gifts for bilingual kids, specifically Spanish language learning.
Cool.
And we've got this great blog post that really goes beyond, just the typical toys and gadgets.
Right.
It focuses on gifts that get family spending time together and make language learning fun.
That's so important.
It is, especially with, all the screens and
Oh,
technology.
yeah.
Like, how do you even compete with that?
Right.
So this blog post even mentions this thing called the rule of four gifts.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
Maybe.
Okay, so it's all about like kind of limiting the number of gifts
Okay.
to encourage more thoughtful choices.
Yeah.
So there's four categories: something they want, something to wear, something they need, and something to read.
Oh, yeah,
I think I have heard of that.
I know, right? It sounds ideal. But good luck, with extended family and everything. But I think the main point is like really good, like focusing on gifts that have a deeper purpose. So let's jump into some of the recommendations. What do you say we start with games?
Oh, I love games.
Yeah, they're
Such a
great.
good way to learn.
Yeah, they are. Because it's like you're not sitting down for a lesson, You're playing.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And you just kind of like absorb the language without even really trying. But the author of this post, really stresses playing with your kids,
I was gonna say.
not just handing them a game and walking away. So that engagement, like that's key.
For sure.
So one of the games they recommend is Batamo. And it's all about vocabulary and spelling. But get this, you're racing against each other to create words that fit specific themes. I love
It's
that.
like Scrabble,
Yeah.
but like on steroids or something, because
Yeah.
there's strategy involved
Right.
and word building.
Yeah, I like.
Competition's always a good thing,
Especially for kids.
especially for
Yeah,
kids.
they love that.
And the blog even suggests like adding a timer
Oh, wow.
to like really crank things up.
Yeah. Make it intense.
So another game is Sust,
Okay.
and this one's all about getting conversations going and, really boosting those speaking skills.
Nice.
So it's designed to get you thinking about how your family members would answer
Okay.
these kind of like quirky,
Okay.
thought-provoking questions.
So, like getting to know each other better, deeper.
Deeper,
I like it.
But one thing to keep in mind, Sust is recommended for older kids,
Okay.
who are already comfortable with at least basic Spanish.
So, a higher level.
Yeah, it's a step up in terms of the
Yeah.
language. Okay, so now we're gonna switch gears a little bit
Okay.
to games that are all about like strengthening those family bonds.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Important.
So Amor con Palabras
Okay.
and Guada Family.
Interesting names.
So they both use conversation prompts to
Oh.
get, meaningful discussions going,
Sure.
but in very different ways.
How so?
Okay, so Amor con Palabras.
Yeah.
It's all about deep conversations.
Okay.
Like you're talking about dreams, memories, values,
Wow.
really connecting
That's powerful.
on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And there's even a special version
Go.
specifically for bilingual kids.
Cool. How does that work?
So it actually incorporates both English and Spanish, so kids can express themselves in whichever language
Okay.
feels most comfortable in that moment.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a nice way to honor both languages.
Right.
Now, Guada Family,
Yeah.
similar.
Okay.
It uses prompts, but like it adds actions.
What? So you're not just talking, but you're like getting up.
Fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
Moving around.
Keeps it interesting.
Yeah.
Acting things out.
Oh, yeah. Kids love that.
Sounds like a blast.
Definitely.
But you know me,
Right.
I gotta talk about books.
Of course.
So let's move on to that category.
Okay, let's do it.
Books for bilingual kids.
Love it.
And I think we can all agree that books are essential
For
for
sure.
developing fluency,
Right.
expanding vocabulary, and strengthening writing skills.
Absolutely.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
It's not easy to compete with screens these days.
It's so true. It's tough.
It is.
It's like instant gratification. Books just can't compete
But
sometimes.
we can't give up on reading.
No, we can't. We just got to get creative.
We
Right?
need to make it like appealing.
Appealing, yeah.
So I was really excited to see this next recommendation.
Okay.
It's called Next Story.
Yeah.
What is that?
So it's like a digital library app.
Oh, okay.
But with the special focus on kids who, you know, are drawn to technology.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the Netflix of books.
Cool.
But like designed to spark a love of reading.
I like it.
What's really cool is how it uses technology to promote reading.
Okay.
Especially for those like tech savvy kids.
I see, yeah.
So they have like all these interactive features.
Like what?
Gamified elements.
Oh, cool.
That encourage active reading, not passive scrolling.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Think colorful illustrations.
Uh-huh.
Audio stories.
Nice.
Family profiles.
Wow.
Even books on parenting.
Oh, wow.
It's like a whole world of reading.
Yeah.
And they have offline access.
Oh, that's important.
So you're not, you know, stuck to a screen.
That's good.
Okay. So now let's talk about finding good bilingual books.
Yeah.
Because I know that can be a challenge.
It is.
Especially when you're looking for options for like heritage Spanish speakers.
Right.
You want stories that feel authentic, relatable with modern themes, natural language.
Absolutely.
Luckily, this blog post has got us covered. They recommend a specific publisher that's known for inclusivity and contemporary themes.
Nice.
So we're talking like relatable characters, engaging plots, language that feels natural and authentic.
The heritage speakers.
Yeah. And get this, one of the books they recommend.
Okay.
Cuentos de letras que suenan igual.
Okay.
Focuses on those tricky letters.
Oh, yeah.
That often trip up Spanish learners.
Yeah.
Like G versus J, C versus Z.
Those are tough.
They are. But here's the thing. It uses personified letters.
Oh, wow.
To help kids remember.
Clever.
Those different sounds.
I like that.
Instead of like, you know, boring drills.
Yeah.
You've got these engaging stories
mm-hmm.
that bring the letters to life.
That's great.
And the blog even suggests.
Yeah.
Using like exaggerated pronunciation.
Oh, right.
When you're reading those stories out loud.
Yeah.
Really emphasizing those tricky sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like turning reading time into a fun little language lesson.
Totally.
And finally, let's not forget about those classic look and find books.
Oh, yeah.
Like Where's Waldo?
Yes.
Vocabulary goldmine.
Absolutely.
Right.
They're so good.
They're so much more than just entertainment.
Exactly.
You're constantly using prepositions, descriptions, all sorts of vocabulary to locate those hidden objects.
Waldo is behind the tree.
Yeah.
He's next to the woman with the striped umbrella.
Exactly.
God. It turns
reading into like an active game.
Right. Keeps them engaged.
Yeah. And who doesn't love a good challenge?
Everyone loves a good challenge.
Okay. So remember that rule of four gifts we talked about?
Yeah.
Let's like loop back to that.
Okay.
And talk about the most valuable gift of all.
Okay. Which is?
Shared experiences.
Oh, I love that.
Right.
The best.
Yeah. So gifts that create memories, strengthen bonds,
right,
and make language learning just part of family life.
Yeah.
The blog post has some fantastic ideas.
Oh, I'm curious.
For experiences that you can gift.
Okay.
Like what about starting a collaborative story with your child?
Okay.
In a shared notebook.
Oh, cool.
Each of you add a sentence or two.
Yeah.
Whenever inspiration strikes.
I love that.
It's a wonderful way to weave language learning into everyday moments.
Wow.
And it encourages creativity,
right,
storytelling, and makes Spanish, you know, just feel like a natural part of family life.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be just writing.
Right.
What about like a Spanish language photo album?
Oh.
You can put in like cherished memories and tell funny anecdotes and practice writing captions.
I love that.
All in Spanish.
It's like a tangible reminder of all those fun experiences we shared together.
It really connects like the Spanish to those positive memories.
Yeah.
And strengthens that emotional connection.
To the language.
Yeah.
Speaking of emotional connections, the blog post mentioned something really interesting.
Oh, what's that?
About avoiding constant correction during these activities.
Mm.
It's so tempting to jump in and correct every little mistake, you know, especially when you're passionate about language learning.
It's like, it's almost instinctive. Yeah. You want to help them get it right.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes our eagerness to correct can actually backfire.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It can create this sense of anxiety and self-doubt.
Especially when they're just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and connect with their family.
Right.
Imagine if, like, every word you said was being scrutinized for mistakes.
Oh, totally.
It would make you hesitant to even try to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the opposite of what we want.
Yeah, for sure.
We want them to feel confident, empowered, excited to communicate.
So how do we strike that balance?
That's the question.
Yeah.
So the blog post suggests focusing on the overall message and intention. Rather than, like, getting bogged down in those minor grammatical errors.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's about celebrating their efforts,
their
willingness to communicate, and gently guiding them towards more accurate language use over time.
Over time, exactly.
It's a journey.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Not a destination.
There's going to be bumps along the way.
Right.
And that's okay.
That's okay.
It's about, like, creating a safe space where mistakes are seen as opportunities for growth, not like reasons for shame. It reminds me of that saying, perfect is the enemy of good.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes our quest for perfection can stifle creativity and hinder progress.
So true.
Yeah.
And, you know, another point that really stuck with me from the blog post was about modeling a love for language ourselves. As parents, caregivers, educators, we have such a huge influence on how children view language learning.
They're little sponges.
They are.
They pick up on everything.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Even the subtle stuff.
Yeah. And if we approach it with genuine enthusiasm and a sense of fun, they're more likely to do the same.
It's like catching emotions.
Yeah.
If we're, like, excited about learning Spanish, it's contagious.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's never too late to start.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a fluent speaker, you can model a love for language by
reading books. Listening to music. Watching movies. Right.
All that good stuff.
Yeah.
So here's a challenge for you.
Okay.
Dear listener.
Yeah.
What are some ways you can model a love for language in your own life?
Good question.
Maybe it's dusting off that old Spanish textbook, joining a language exchange group, or simply making an effort to speak Spanish more often at home. Don't be afraid to make mistakes.
That's right.
Embrace them.
Yeah.
They're part of the process.
Exactly.
Remember, language learning is a lifelong journey.
It is.
And it's never too late to start exploring.
So true.
Now, while you're pondering that challenge, let's take a quick moment to hear from our sponsor.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Sounds good.
With some final thoughts on finding those perfect bilingual gifts.
Awesome.
Okay, so we're back.
We are.
And ready to, like, wrap up our deep dive into finding those perfect gifts for bilingual kids.
Sounds good.
I don't know about you,
but
this whole conversation has got me thinking about all the different ways we can approach language learning, not just for kids, but for ourselves, too.
Oh, for sure.
It doesn't have to be a chore.
No, not at all.
It really doesn't.
It's more like an adventure.
Yeah.
Chance to, like, connect with your heritage, broaden your horizons.
Yeah, and it becomes so much more exciting.
Way more fun.
When you look at it that way.
Definitely.
And let's not forget all those amazing cognitive benefits that come with being bilingual.
Good time. Yeah.
Studies show it can boost brain power.
Right.
Improve memory. Even enhance multitasking skills.
Multitasking.
Yeah. It's like giving your child a superpower.
It is a superpower.
Right.
Speaking of superpowers.
Okay.
I was really struck by how much this blog post emphasized storytelling.
Oh, me too.
For language learning.
Yeah, it's amazing how stories can just captivate our attention, take us to different worlds, and make language come alive.
It's like they provide a natural context
Mm.
for learning new vocabulary, grammar structures, cultural nuances.
It's all there.
Yeah.
And they tap into, like, our innate love for narrative.
It's natural.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel so much like a lesson.
Right.
More like an adventure.
I love that.
Me too.
And the blog post had a great suggestion.
Oh, what's that?
For encouraging storytelling.
Okay.
Have your child create their own stories.
Oh, I like that.
Either orally or in writing.
That's a great way for them to express their creativity, explore their imagination, and build confidence in their language skills.
And you can even turn it into a family activity.
How fun.
I can just imagine.
Yeah.
everyone gathered around the table, taking turns adding sentences to a collaborative story.
What a fun way to bond.
It is.
And laugh. Yeah. And, you know, make those positive associations with language learning.
You might even uncover some hidden storytelling talents within your family.
You never know.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into bilingual gift giving.
Yeah.
I want to leave you with one final thought that really stuck with me from the blog post.
Right.
Sometimes the most valuable gifts are the simplest ones. Gifts of time, attention, and genuine connection.
Those are the best ones.
Those are the ones that really nourish
a
child's heart and mind.
Absolutely.
So as you head out on your holiday shopping this year. Remember that the best gifts for bilingual children aren't necessarily the most expensive or elaborate ones. Yeah. It's about choosing gifts that spark curiosity, encourage interaction, and create opportunities for meaningful connection.
I love that.
Gifts that foster a love of language
and
create lasting memories and strengthen those all-important family bonds.
Yeah. And most importantly, have fun along the way.
Yes.
Language learning should be enjoyable.
For sure.
Filled with laughter.
Yeah.
Discovery and wonder.
We hope this deep dive has given you some fresh inspiration and new ideas for finding those perfect gifts for the bilingual kids in your life.
And if you have any favorite bilingual gift ideas, be sure to share them with us on social media.
We'd love to hear what treasures you uncover.
Until next time.
Happy gifting.